Hello, and welcome to a very quick update. I talked about the 5G BioShields, and I said that hold them in your hand, and this has caused quite a lot of confusion, and not surprising really. I gave you the wrong information, and the best thing really is just to follow the instruction booklet that you should get. It's funny because in a way, I'm not too upset about giving you the wrong information because so many people had said to me in the early days, "Oh, secretively, you're making the bio shields, you're doing it, and you're making all the money." So people, a small proportion of people, but very loud people, were of the opinion that I was secretively doing it all and making the money. And the fact that I am, oh, hello, do you want to say hello to them? Oh, come and say hello to them. That's Freya. Hello. And the fact that I know about as much as of them as you do just proves that I'm not the guy who invented them, and I'm not the guy behind them. So no, just follow the instructions on the booklet. I gave you the wrong information because I thought that's what you would have to do. And I'm promoting these sticks because I certainly believe that spiritual people have the right to protect themselves. But I know as little or as much about them as you do. So just follow the instructions on the booklet. You don't need to do that, and that'll be absolutely fine. So let's have a quick update while the dog and I are here. I don't know if you had a chance to have a quick look at my website, but there's a very interesting development regarding anti-submarine warfare. In 2015, the American government and the British government looked at the possibility of Britain buying anti-submarine aircraft. Britain had a craft called the Nimrod, which was an original from a Comet, which was the old passenger jet aeroplane. And the problem with the Nimrod was that it was obviously not designed for a military purpose. It was a passenger plane, and the more and more electronics they put in it, the hotter and hotter it got. And those of you who have an understanding of electronics know that, good girl, know that if you reach a certain temperature, then things stop working. So there was a gap in Britain's defence, but it didn't seem to matter too much. They weren't that bothered. And then, if you remember last year, we had that situation with an American and Russian submarine, and perhaps some element of the Israeli secret intelligence might have been involved in that. And it became apparent that with the absolute vindication of President Trump at the Senate, because remember the Senate is a court, so they basically found him not guilty. So it's very interesting that a day or 2 days before he was found innocent at the Senate, it was announced that these anti-submarine aircraft were going to be delivered to Britain. And there are nine in total. One has been delivered to Scotland. That's probably going to Lossiemouth or one of the air bases within that location. But the whole point here is that that a cabalistic group would dearly love to do something with a nuclear device. I don't mean launching a nuclear missile, but placing a nuclear device near a country, within maybe a mile, 2 mile, 3 miles of its water's edge, and the devastation caused by that would be quite severe. We saw what happened to Japan with a nuclear explosion within the reactor that was caused. Imagine something that was just off the coast. Britain has a number of nuclear submarines, and these anti-submarine aircraft are not, as we're going to be told, used to spy on the Russians or to support NATO's troop movements or exercises. These maritime patrol aircraft are specifically to keep an eye on Britain's nuclear deterrent, because through mind control, it is not impossible to take for a short period of time control of a person. And if that person was a key person on a nuclear submarine, that could be quite devastating. So these maritime craft will be used to observe any other non-registered nuclear submarines, or submarines for that matter of a conventional nature, and also to maintain a watch over Britain's submarines. They are armed, these aircraft are armed with very advanced torpedoes and depth charges. So the point being that if a submarine is seen to come out of control or it's not responding to the signals, then it will be attacked. And that's a really important point, because with the acquittal of President Trump, the cabal now have no democratic tools left to remove him. The only way now for them is some form of ridiculous show of strength. And so as a background to that, Britain is receiving these submarines. But the media and the military at all levels except the very top will be of the opinion that these anti-submarine craft are there to keep the Russians in hand or to take part with NATO. So that's the one thing. Let's quickly talk about President Trump. As expected, he was acquitted. There was one Republican senator who voted with the Democrats. And it's not surprising, really, because he had hoped to be president himself, and so he had a lot of bad feeling and his chip on his shoulder. So we're not at all surprised that he voted with the Democrats. It means now that the gloves are off in a purely political sense for the election, November the 3rd, 2020. The game is on, and literally from today, the campaigns start on both sides. Be very interesting. It's early days yet, but what you should be looking for is the Republicans seeking to take control of the House. So whatever happens with the president's vote, be sure that the Republicans are not going to be fighting a defensive battle. Many of the map outs have been that basically the Republicans would hunker down. They would attempt to try and get Trump across the line. That's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is that they're going to actually not just go for a re-election, but to take control of the House. And I talked about the Speaker of the House, the Democratic Speaker of the House, ripping up President Trump's speech. And that didn't go down too well. And even within her own party, that was seen as a very childish thing to do. So we've got some exciting times coming with America, but we've also got some very serious times coming with that small group of cabalistic elite who believe, I was chatting to someone yesterday talking about the Bible, believe that the story of Armageddon, the very end of the world, is something that they are responsible for. Now, which one is this one coming to say hello? What an entrance. Okay, that's Eric. Eric is the spotted one. Hello, Eric. How are you doing? Let go. Otherwise, you'll just be falling everywhere. He's absolutely determined, isn't he? He's really determined. Go on, there we go. Still a kitten, still very young. But obviously decided that he's old enough now to make his appearance. And there he is. So that's Eric. You had a great opportunity there to meet him. Perhaps in the months and years ahead, if we can keep going, he will play more of a role. So listen, that's it. It was just a very quick update. Disregard what I said about the BioShield. Just follow the instructions, and I'll do the same. And they are working. I'm having a lot of good feedback. It's so rewarding to have people write in and give us the real effects. And one person actually wrote in and said that they'd put it in, and their alarm clock had run out of battery. The power had gone on it and stopped working. And they put this BioShield in, and then the clock started, and the clock has been going. And it's something I must ask the professor: is it possible somehow that the BioShield can, when it transmutes the radio waves, the 5G, or just ordinary electromagnetic waves, does it somehow do it in a way that the battery can somehow pick up the power and run with it? I mean, that's interesting, because if that's the case, then there's another product, something that makes power. And we know that the professor has studied Tesla for goodness knows how many years. One of the main reasons that I was drawn to him, because of his real love for Tesla and Tesla's revolutionary way of looking at science, not the way we're taught it in colleges and universities, but his real understanding and Lackey, the professor, really has got a good grasp on that. So I am hopeful that there'll be other products out there that benefit people who are aware and want to make advantage of these things. And remember what I have said, that the elite have these or similar projects going. They have similar things. I mean, talk about the coronavirus. Don't for one minute think that that's been released without somebody having the antidote, whatever that is, whether it's a spray or an injection, I really don't know. But you don't release something like that unless you have got something to protect your own group. So that's very interesting with the virus. Mixed messages on that one. A lot of people telling me that the death rate is far higher. The alarm bells for me really started about 2 weeks ago when I had it categorically confirmed that something like 350,000 Chinese doctors and nurses were being bussed in from all areas of China into the infected area. And I did raise the point, if there are only 500 odd people dead and 23,000 people infected, why in the Lord's name would you need over 300,000 nurses and doctors to come in? And it doesn't make sense unless the figures who are dying and the figures that are infected are far greater. Also, when we've seen pictures, and those are genuine pictures of earth movers putting rocks across roads and trees across roads. What have you got? No, you can't do that. Blocking off roads, blocking off railway lines, ensuring that nobody can come in and out. That is actually the sign of desperation. Those of you who understand European history will know that in 1665 we had a plague in London, predominantly London, but it did spread out. And that's exactly what they used to do. They used to block off the roads. Hello, darling. Block off the roads, chop trees down, barriers. And it was just incredible. And the Chinese response is very similar to that. And that is an indicator that actually they're not being very honest with us, that it is much worse. So it's not about panic. It's not about deliberately trying to spread panic. But I think the Chinese, because of their very strong, albeit it's slightly wrong, their feeling of honor, they don't like to admit when they're wrong because they think it breaks their honor. They always want to be right. They don't want to be seen to be failing or weak. And perhaps that is causing them to sit on some of these statistics. They built two field hospitals in 10 days. I mean, that's what the military would do. Two field hospitals. Why would you need that if you've because there are four regular hospitals in that area in Wuhan, four regular hospitals, all brand new, all pretty good. The other interesting thing is, although I have said, and I'm accurate, that the coronavirus, the patent is held by an American organization. It's part American, part Canadian, actually. But there is a very secure facility in Wuhan, a biological, which one of the elements they had there is the coronavirus. Now, that doesn't mean that it's escaped from there. I mean, it's a very easy for Westerners to point the finger and say that. It's just as easy for it to be, released in another way. China is a huge economic problem for the West. And even if not very many people die, the fear generated by this virus will seriously impact their economy. We know Hong Kong has closed the border between China. We know that Russia has closed the entire border between Russia and China. We know that the French aren't flying any airplanes in and out of China. The Israelis are not flying any out. We know that the United States is only taking people in from China who are their own nationals. And as I think more evidence begins to come out of the severity of this virus, more countries will do it, which perhaps is what's intended, is that the economy of China will take a serious hit, which will allow other countries to advance. And with Great Britain now, with a prime minister who is very close friends with America, could even topple Australia's position as the number one favorite with America. It's always been Australia. You wouldn't have Pine Gap in any other country except Australia. But with the new prime minister, maybe things will change. When I got the tour around the radar base, the space radar base, this is cat fluff. If you don't think that that's an entity, that's a cat fluff here before anybody jumps to conclusions. When I had the tour of the space radar base, I was told that, you know, just in case a very left-wing or communist government ever got into Great Britain and was a threat to America, literally somebody could press a button thousands of miles away and the sensitive part of the computers in the space radar base would be destroyed. And I was told it wasn't an explosive device, because you can pick up fragments of chip, fragments of circuits. You can literally scientifically recreate what that chip was intending to do. You can rebuild it even from the most minuscule fragment. So in Filingdale's case, if a communist government ever took power in Britain, the Americans would press a button and an acid or a gel or a foam would be injected into the most sensitive parts of the computers and would literally eat away all of the circuits, all of the chips, so that nothing could be read. Well, that's not likely now, because we have in Boris Johnson a very maverick prime minister who certainly doesn't like the government of Europe, but is very pro-America. And so we should see some very interesting developments occurring. Okay, that's it then. It was a quick update, and what a fantastic opportunity for you to meet the new kitten, Eric, spelt in the Viking way, of course, because he's a Norwegian forest cat. And let's see if he's going to make many entrances in the weeks and months ahead. Okay, thanks very much indeed for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.